Proclamation number 4485 of 13th of November, 1948. In the end, apostasy from the faith. Living faith. Reflecting on teachings. Only a small number will remain faithful to me until the end, for the adversity beforehand will still cause many people to fall away because they do not have a living faith and, in the time of decision, first have to realize how little they believe of what they have believed so far. And their faith is so weak because they have not strengthened it through works of love and because they have not yet penetrated the truth either. Because what they were supposed to believe did not correspond to the truth and therefore could not steal their faith either. They lack the realization of error because love did not produce the working of the Spirit which would have formed their ability to recognize. And thus in the end there will be a frightening apostasy from faith. People will betray and deny me. They will give up without a fight what should be defended as most precious possessions for the sake of despicable worldly reward, in order to create comforts for the body which only stays on earth for a short time. In the end it is such a sad state that the last day cannot come quickly enough to still save the few who want to be mine and fight for their faith. For their fate is hard and difficult. And in view of the earthly well-being of those who betray me it is also immeasurably difficult for them to remain faithful to me. Yet they stand in truth and thus also in the knowledge of the near end and their faith is profound and unshakable. And thus they confidently await my coming and their adversity and I will not let their faith be shattered. I will fetch them home into the kingdom which is prepared for them as a paradisical abode until I bring them to earth again. For this reason it cannot be sufficiently pointed out to people the necessity of living faith, to the penetration of doctrines of faith and thinking about them in order to receive clarification about ambiguities. And people's attention must be drawn to misguided teachings which will inevitably cause them to fail when a decision is demanded of them. And therefore I constantly instruct my servants on earth from above and present the danger of misguided teachings to them. I acquaint them with such so that they will fight against them where the opportunity is offered. For the fight against faith is inevitable because a separation is necessary and a confession before the world for me and my name. But those who belong to an ecclesiastical community should not feel safe if they are not true followers of my church. The community of believers who stand in the living faith. For this is decisive as to whether people profess me and remain faithful to me until the end. The living faith demands loving activity, otherwise it will remain a dead faith which will not stand firm in the final battle on this earth. Amen.